I really have been so radicalized by this angel's message, you know, to the church, you know, just basically announcing that this is our time to experience great wealth, like Deuteronomy 8:18, to get the power to make wealth.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hello, family. Thank you for tuning in to what's going to be an extremely special, holy conversation in this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, Mila's Right. And my conversation today is going to be with a very loved and respected woman of God. She's an apostolic voice who has trained leaders around the world for decades. She's an author. She is a woman that changes the nations. She changes the lives of people who are blessed to be able to be mentored by her. You are going to be so empowered by the conversation today and also by the testimony that she's about to share with us of a very recent angelic visitation with a senior ranking angel that came in from the earth who has responsibility over many of the world economies. So you're going to hear more about that in the conversation with the amazing Obi Pax Harry. Welcome to the show, Obi.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here, Liz. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the body of Christ. Right. Have admired you for so many years, and it's great to be able to work together finally.
Oh, it really is. It really is. I'm so excited. I mean, it's wonderful to have you on. I'm so excited about what the Lord's going to do and the strength it's going to give you guys today and the perspective to that encouragement that so many of us need right now. So we can come back into agreement, Obi, hey, with heaven's perspective, what heaven's actually doing right now, so that we can sit all the circumstances of the earth in the context of what's actually going on from heaven's point of view. So I want to do a deep dive and go straight into the conversation, the visitation, because I know you guys will all be going, okay, I want to know. What will you talk to us about what the angel actually said to you? And I know it was very, very recent.
I've got it all written down and all of that. It's really exciting. So the angel introduced himself as the angel over the global economy. That's very interesting. So this angel, my ranking angel, sat by a gate, and the gate wasn't connected to any wall. And the angel began to speak. He introduced himself, you know, quite calmly as the angel over the global economy. I entitled this "The Encounter with the Angel Over the Global Economy." So he sat by an ancient gate, sat like on a keg, and then began to speak. So what was interesting, he said, "So I am responsible to man this gate," he said. "It's an ancient, very ancient gate, so I'm responsible to man this gate. And he says, I'm the angel over the economy. I open to anyone who knows and understands." So he began to introduce four categories of people that he's been instructed to open up to. Number one, people who know and understand God's will for the economy of nations and people. So this is the ecclesia, number one. Number two, he said, I open up to those who labor to know and understand the will of God for his enthrone. So second category, those who are interested in God's will for the entire earth. Then the third category, he says, he's been instructed to open up to, he said, those who are yielded to God's plans. So those who are connected to God's plans, willing to move with it, that they may go in to receive keys to unlock treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. So this third category is very interesting, Liz, because it says those who are going to go in and then receive keys to unlock. So very, very different from the other two, you know, unlock treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. And then he said the fourth category says, I open up to those who see. And in the see was in capital, as the Lord sees, that they may establish the kingdom of God where they are positioned. So located, and see in the Hebrew means to understand, to perceive. So he was basically saying, you know, those who are open to God's plans, you know, pay the price to understand it in a practical sense, and yeah. then to do something with the information. So he says, listen, so this is an open invitation to any Christian who really, you know, in this decade, 2020 to 2030, that is interested in doing, you know, just exactly what wealth is given for. You know, so that's really interesting. Yes.
It's very powerful that he spoke to you about the four specific categories. You know, so obviously for all of us, so for some of us, that's going to immediately resonate. They're going to know that is my calling. I'm already in position. But there's also, you can feel the invitation of God in it, can't you? It's like, if you want to participate in the Lord's unfolding purposes for planet Earth, for the finances, there's an invitation right now to come back and sit at the Lord's feet and begin to seek out his will.
Absolutely. I had like you said, an invitation. The way the angel said, like, I have all the time in the world to
really?
Open to any persons in this category. There's a lot that was said by this angel, but we're talking about the four categories of people. And Liz, I've just had this passion that if we could just key into this, you know, there's a promise of wealth transfer in the Bible. And
yeah.
I believe that, you know, in the, you know, passage of time that we have to key into just how God's going to do it. I wrote a book, Issachar Mandate, and the core message of Issachar Mandate is really for the church to move from predictive prophecy to interpretative prophecy. So what this is, just really, you know, transitioning from just speaking the mind of God to interpreting, helping people understand exactly what God wants. And Daniel operated in that gift. And if people understand, then they're able to implement. We move to application. So I believe that this angel is there to assist us, to help us to understand financial, you know, things, and to help us to, you know, grow in understanding of the way the world's economies run, Liz, and that we can become actual participators, even those who, you know, disciple the nations, who teach on how investments are to be made, you know, the God regarding. But I really have been so radicalized by this angel's message, you know, to the church. You know, just basically announcing that this is our time to experience great wealth, like Deuteronomy 8:18, to get the power to make wealth.
When I was listening to you first sharing some of the angel's testimony, there was one thing that you repeated that he said that just impacted me. And I think you're unpacking it. But I just wanted to give you the language, because it will give everybody the language. The angel is where the angel said to you, the time of relevance and dominance of the church is here. I mean, this is what you're speaking about. And there's four categories. There's a specific way. There's an invitation to understand the mind of God, his blueprint for the earth's finances. You know, man's making his decisions, aren't they? The world system is what it is. But actually, this is the perspective of, yeah, and God is God, and he sits over all of it, and there's a purpose, and it's about to unfold on planet Earth, and you can be a participator of this. You know, and it's extremely powerful. But those words so impacted me. So will you speak into that a little bit, when he spoke those words to you, the understanding that came to you?
We need to come into the awareness and consciousness, Liz. I felt the angel was saying, listen, hey, Obi, you know, you guys are very relevant. I mean, you got to understand the glory on your life right now, that your glory carriers, that, you know, your good news, you know, broadcasters, you know, you have to increase in capacity. You got to do much more, but you need the money, Liz, for more equipment and all this stuff. And, you know, I need to increase your relevance, right? If you have the best equipment, you know, you can broadcast wider and all of that. So this angel also came with helping us to understand, right, how to run economies and how to be relevant in even policy making of governments, of how a nation's, you know, wealth should be used to help the people. So the problems in the nation, right, so that Christians are going to be part of government, part of politics, part of decision making of how, you know, we come into relevance. So that's relevance, okay? Like Joseph's and the Daniels, they're going to be relevant in government and be able to make decisions, right? That mean how a whole nation is run and how people live their lives, how people come out of poverty and all that. And then for us individually, we need to recognize that this is our time, you know, Christians, to come in significance. Really, we've got to, you know, just understand that, you know, this is where we're at right now. You know, what by his spirit means, not by power, not by his spirit, it means we're going to effortlessly come into, you know, situations and circumstances that create value for us. You know, we're just going to be able to make decisions, you know, that increase our importance. And so we're going to, you know, become more attractive to the world systems, right? You know, where, you know, we're being controlled by world systems and structures, that we're going to come out with creative, innovative ideas, all right? Because God's given us these ideas that will make us money, you know, ingenious ideas. I know there are people who don't want to hear about money and all of that, but this is the decade, you know, for the Christians to come up. And really, Liz, you can't do a lot without money. And we're not talking about the love of money. We're talking about God saying, like the angel says, listen, I am here to serve you, the church.
Yeah. Right? It's about stewardship. It's about stewardship. It's not loving the resource, is it? It's stewarding it for the purposes of God to extend the kingdom.
And to fast track things and to get things done, isn't it?
Yes, and to be the solution and to bring kingdom wisdom. It's so brilliant. So when you said he said a lot more to you, did he begin to unpack to you the how, the strategies, as well as the vision and the heart of our Father for the nations?
This angel was so detailed in dates. So I'm kind of a data-driven person. I'm a realist, right? So, it made sense. So let me be very quick and tell you a little bit. So the angel,
it's really important, Obi. It's really important.
So it started in August. So I had a lot of people come back with, you know, real, you know, facts about shakings to economies all over the world. 2023, 2024, he says, will be a time of economic shakings. He says, during which what appeared like a new economy will be unveiled. So we're going to watch out. This is like a new economy. You know, we come from crypto currencies and all of that, and then we're moving. We don't know what's going to come out with AI and all of that, but like a new economy. And it said that the ecclesia, the church, started to gain strength and relevance. We just talked about that. So ecclesia, people coming up with ingenious ideas. Our conversations are really intelligent. They're really practical. They're solutions, you know, bringing, they're solving problems. So, you know, like a mind shift, a transition into, you know, being like Daniel in Babylon. So, you know what I mean? Apply minds to solving real life issues. And it said like there was a profiling of believers whose minds were such as Joseph and Daniel. And it talked about prophets, and it talked about the shift in the prophetic, right? So it says with that there will be the raising of prophets, right? Like Agabus type of prophets. So prophets who are going to prophesy into real time problems in nations. And it's going to be so clear that, you know, economic plans, so economies begin to shift, and, you know, on plans begin, plans, real plans, practical plans are made, right? You know, the shakings don't affect people so badly. So this, you know, like a Goshen type thing begins to happen. So people are able to plan, financial plans that secure, you know, your future. So we're not going to come into economic disasters on a personal level, or even nations. Between 2020 to 2029, borrowers will become like lenders. So let's move on. And so the angel also began to speak about, you know, other gates. So I was shown a battle. This time he said it was like a bull and a red dragon, like kingdom versus kingdom type of thing. So let me give you the picture. And the kingdoms were referred to as Europe and Russia and China. So Europe, Russia, and China. And with Europe, it just said Europe. There were no nations. China and Russia, it says China and Russia began to forge an alliance from 2024 and to 2026. So the angel was bringing this, right? So this is part of the shaking and the attempt to reshape the economies of nations. And we're meant to be watching this, partnering with this angel to watch how the economic, roadmap, okay, the economic roadmap, you know, is being drawn by the world system. So the church has to watch, you know, carefully between 2024, who is trying to shift things and where is a shift in which nations. So it's talking about China and Russia trying to forge an alliance. But this isn't the will of God. He says, but this alliance will not stand, says the Lord, for am I not the Lord your God? So God's gonna assist the church because we're primary stewards, you see. And you know, there will be people out of the church, you know, who will be in positions of relevance.
Yeah. This is where we start to see the church becoming a very relevant voice, being powerful in intercession, being effective prophetically. And like you said, with great clarity, we're discerning. We're not just speaking the heart of God. We're speaking with clarity and bringing solution. And so we're clear and we're governmental at a critical time.
Attention, right? Decision make government with the attention to us and invite right into the boardrooms to give counsel. And then we're able to do that. And so it says these two nations, we've got to watch them in the shifts that's happening 2024 to 2026. And it talked about this gate and the entering the gate, you know, the currency was knowledge and understanding. So God's going to help us in the becoming relevant. You know, the Christian's going to be bold enough, Liz, to engage our minds. We're going to get educated. We're going to develop our skill set. We're going to come into personal development. We're going to come in the confidence of who we are, what we know, and able to break out of religion and, you know, bring pragmatic solutions to government. Prophecy, really. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Prophetic will be taken right out of the church into king's palaces, into parliaments, into, you know, places where decisions on nations are wrong. So that's part of our relationship that we've got to contend for in intercession, right?
Yeah.
So intercession has to shift, you know, to that level.
I love what you said. The way into the gate is through knowledge and understanding, having our Father's mind on each matter, and then also being very knowledgeable in our subject so that we have a voice and we have a language that can be understood and communicated with clarity and become very relevant, credible, supernatural voices that have pragmatic solutions. It's just profound. It's profound what he's showing you. So you've got the bigger picture perspective, but he's given you real detail, like who and how. Yeah, just brilliant. So brilliant. So how can we position ourselves, Obi, to begin to sort of engage into position for now?
Christians have to understand that we are so important to solving the world's problems. We have to come out of identity crisis.
Yeah.
I have to believe that I'm sent. You have to believe that you're sent. So our message can no longer be domiciled in the church. We've got to speak outside of the walls into society. This is your time. This is your season. God has given us the power to make wealth, or wealth is in our minds. So, Liz, I think the most important thing is come out of identity crisis. Believe we can, right? And really, literally, offer ourselves to God and pay attention to who we are. Self-care, mental wellness. Believe that we have the mind of Christ, right? And believe in, Christ, the voice of the Holy Spirit in us, right? Believe that we're all prophetic vessels. You see, I got really excited, and I get excited every day. The visitation list has really so affected my life that I cannot believe that.
It's the mindset we have to cultivate. So brilliant. We come out of identity crisis and we have to have the mindset. We cultivate the truth within ourselves and begin to move from there prayerfully as the ecclesia, making sure that we can see as heaven sees. When I was listening to you, when I was first listening to you sharing about the angelic visitation, I could feel the power on it and the hope. Because you were the angels saying, yes, there's all this drama in the nations. And yes, the nations are trying to move into alliance, to bring in a different economic expression, all that you were sharing with the alliance with Russia and China. But if that's not the will of God and we come in agreement with his will, ultimately those things will not progress because we are the ones with governmental authority here. And I think the Lord is helping us. He's waking us up to these truths right now, isn't he? Hence the visitation that you've had, because we've got to shift. We've got to shift because we, like you said at the beginning, we carry the solution. We carry God. We carry the mind of Christ. We just got to practice tuning in to the truth and living from there.
Wow, Liz, you've summed it up so beautifully, honestly, that we have to really believe that we carry the government of God. And if we agree with God and partner with heaven, the earth really will experience this, really this shift. If we can answer this call of God, and listen to this messenger, this high-ranking angel that says, this is our decade. A decade to be really relevant, significant, make those decisions. And we're going to do that with the blessings of the Lord, because really wealth is beyond just the physical money. It's just, just being so full of God.
And the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The resources of the earth were put there by God for his purposes. And, I feel that so strongly as well, Obi, right now. This is our time to shine. Will you just in finishing, will you pray for everybody? I just feel like there's such an anointing on you to call people into position. You're so full of hope and authority in everything that you do in the kingdom anyway. You're such an impacting, influential woman of God. So, would you pray for us?
Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for every brother, every sister, every ecclesia, Lord, every nation. We just want to thank you that right now you're present in every nation, you're present in every home, every life. And we just want to thank you, Father, that in the midst of the chaos and crisis and disruptions all over the earth, that we have you. We have you, Lord, and I just ask that the light that we were created to be, the ecclesia, that we will be this light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that's been given to us as our teacher, as our helper. I pray that everybody, Father, that would watch this program, Lord, will come into the blessings that have been appointed for this decade. I pray particularly for Liz, but I pray that this show will be extended even to the nations, even to the peoples, Father, who have not known you, that there will be a penetration into homes of those who don't know you, and through this program that many will come to know you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So powerful. I can really feel Holy Spirit. It's time for us to shine, guys, and to come into position as the Daniels, as the Josephs, as the ones who can bring heaven's influence, bring the solutions from the heart of God. He's so merciful. He's so kind. And it's our time. Like you said, Obi, it's our time to come into position and to shine. And so the wisest thing we can do right now is come back and just spend time with him. Spend time, sit with the Lord and inquire and seek after wisdom and knowledge, seek after his perspective, he will give it to us. And then that is engaging the angelic support that is needed to start to see this the nations shift and change and come under the headship of Jesus, which they will, because they're his. Amen. Obi, thank you so much for giving us your very valuable time. We love you and honor you and so appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Liz, and thank you so much. I've thoroughly enjoyed this time. Thank you for the opportunity to share this very important encounter.
Yeah, it's very holy. It's very holy. And guys, have the most amazing week. I pray such a blessing on your time with Jesus that you will receive revelation beyond anything you expected was possible. And also, like Obi said, that you will be set free from identity theft, that you will actually shift into everything in you aligning with the truth of who you are as royalty, as part of the ecclesia on earth at this time to see the kingdom come. Have an awesome week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. 2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.